Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
State Treasurer David McRae is returning record amounts of money to Mississippians, whether it's through the College and Career Savings Program or the millions in unclaimed money awaiting your claim. Treasurer David McRae says get your application and claims today. Treasury.ms.gov.
Hello? Anybody home?
Dude, you gotta hear this.
What?
What is it?
Its true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is this?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam chowder.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Let me hear it! Whoa!
And good morning. Welcome to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show right here at the Build Mississippi Studios. My name is Buddy Slowick. I'm going to be here until 12 o'clock making all kinds of noise on the radio this morning, just kind of getting into some different things today. My guest is on her way, and we just received a phone call from her saying she's stuck in traffic and won't be here till about... Well, I don't know.
Well, we don't know quite yet.
We don't know when she'll be.
We want her to be safe and not sorry.
That's probably.
We're going to deal with that first.
Saturday morning traffic jams are just not fun. But her name is Catherine Bishop, and she is the director of the Brain Injury Association of Mississippi. And that was going to be, like, we're going to dwell on that a pretty good bit during our second segment, because I've been through brain surgery before and have a pretty good feel of what. How to help people out in getting through it, because that can really be a scary, scary diagnosis when you all of a sudden know that you have to have an operation on your brain. We'll talk about that when Catherine gets here, if she gets here, and if not, we'll talk to her on the phone. But
We'll have her either way.
Either way, it's going to happen, folks. All right, Rock and Roll Handyman Show right here. Phone numbers, 888-808-8637. And that's our super call-in line. If you'd like to text, and we'd love for you to text at 601-879-4395. That's our C-Spire text line. Love to hear from you. Find out what's going on in your life and what you're planning to do this weekend. It's going to be warm outside, but hey, you know, it's summertime. It's summertime! We got there this week. It's just summertime, that's right. And we happen to enjoy summertime. Well, let's start on our first project this morning. We're going to talk about ponding in your backyard, like when it rains or somehow the water stays in your backyard in a little pool or a little pond right in the center of your backyard, and it takes 2 or 3 days for it to go away before you can get out there and mow again or even walk in your backyard without getting soaked. That is a pretty common problem. A lot of people have standing water somewhere in their yard, and they really want it elsewhere. Well, there are solutions to that, and they're not the easiest. And sometimes they can be accomplished by a do-it-yourselfer. Most times, they can be accomplished by a do-it-yourselfer, but it has to be a go-getter, one of those that's going to be able to put in what's called a catch basin. And a catch basin is like a square box with little outlets on it that accepts drainage tubes that are about 3 or 4 inches, they're about 4 inches round, the drainage tubes. And you can either block up the drainage holes and have the drainage just going out one area, or you can block up just two holes and have the drainage going out two areas. You can actually have the drainage going out all areas. But at any rate, the thing to do is you take and you dig a hole right where the center of your ponding would be, the deepest area of your water area, holding area. And what you do is you dig a hole down about, I would say probably 12 inches square, maybe a little bigger, and dig straight down, right down to the area where that actual, what they call catch basin, is going to sit. Now, it's important. This is something that really you should take heed on. Anybody who's going to do any digging in your yard, including you, and you will be doing some digging to run the pipes to an area where they can drain properly, you need to call 811. because we have no idea what is buried in our yard. And even in our backyard, we may have a wire running across there somewhere that may be a cable wire. You may have gas in your backyard. There's things we just are unaware of that we didn't know took place that may have been covered over long before we even got there. So calling 811 is a free call. They will come out within 3 working days and clearly mark. In other words, the thing you should do is you know where your catch basin is going to go, and you know where your drainage lines should go in order to drain the water off of your property out into a creek, which may be right behind your house, which is a great place to drain it, or to the street. You can drain it out into the street where you have a lot of an area where there's city drainage, so to speak. But at any rate, by calling 811, then all of a sudden you can dig without knowing that you're going to hit any sort of line underground or anything that's buried underground, because there, believe me, there's a lot under there. But at any rate, you dig that hole, you drop in your catch basin, which isn't prohibitively expensive. And then what you'd want to do is maybe one drainage hose is all you need. So you attach a drainage hose to it, which would be a long, long hose, which would go many feet, drain water out of that section of your yard. And what you do is you dig a hole that's probably, I would say 8 inches deep, maybe, around there. And you put this drainage pipe in there, having it going downhill the whole time. The rule in plumbing is that it must drop. In other words, it must go down from where the water is. 1/8 of an inch per foot is really how water will drain properly out of that situation. That's the minimum of what you can do. Certainly, you can go beyond that if necessary to drain your yard. That's something that you need to think about. But it's pretty easy to do. The best way to do it is use a sod shovel. A sod shovel is square and pointed, and you don't have much trouble with using one. It works very well. You push it in. You move about 6 inches of sod off of the top and push the sod, cut it to really into a square, and remove the sod, tip it over on the opposite side, and then dig your hole. And do that all the way down so that when you're done digging your hole and you put your pipe in, and before you put your pipe in, you of course you dig a hole, a drainage hole that will go to the street. You should line that drainage hole with any kind of like liner of sorts that'll keep it just as well as it can be. And then the drainage hose fits in there, and the dirt sits on top of it, rocks all around it. And it drains basically out. And some people use perforated pipe for that purpose, because what happens is the water goes down that pipe, and as it drains out into the rock surface, which is in your drainage hole, and the water just gets into the soil kind of slowly and disappears. But it's a big chore. It is a chore to put in a drain basin and some catch basin and some drainage hose and to have that water draining out of your property. But once it's done, you'll just be happy that it was, because all of a sudden you'll be able to use your backyard for more than just the swimming pool that it is. I know a lot of people that are suffering that sort of situation where there's ponding in their backyard. And that's just not a fun thing to have, ponding in your backyard. It's really not. So check that out and really look into that. And it's something that it is a do-it-yourself kind of project, but you would have to do some research to find out really how it's done and what would make for a good catch basin. So check that out all you can. All right. Also, while we're outside, let's talk about a situation which is common this time of year, particularly after the winter that we have been through. There's people suffering right now with what we call sagging decks. That's they're sagging in the middle. And why are they sagging in the middle? They're sagging because either the supports that hold it up, that reach the footings on the bottom of the deck, below the deck, have sunk into the ground somewhat, or they're beginning to decay. Now, if they've sunk into the ground and actually have sunk a little bit, it's a relatively easy fix. You'd have to remove some of your deck boards. And, of course, when you're removing deck boards, you should always, like, you want to remove the fasteners, and generally they can be screws or they can be nails. If they're nails, before you pull them up, you need to put, like, a flat something underneath your pry bar so that when you do pull up the nails, you're not scarring your deck. And as you remove the deck board, you'll begin to see the floor joists, which the decking sits on, and you'll be able to see it sagging. Now, why is it sagging? Is it going to continue to sag? Do you need to replace the footing and put a new footing in there? That's a possibility. Pretty unlikely, but it's still a possibility. Because some decks were built back in the day without using pressure-treated material. And if they didn't use pressure-treated material and used anything like a hemlock or a spruce or something like that, and put it underground, it is going to decay. They should use pressure-treated. But if your pressure-treated has dropped, let's say, 4 or 5 inches, and it leaves like a bowl in the center of your deck, the correction is simple. You must remove most of your decking boards. That's no fun, but you must remove most of your decking boards. And at that point, you'd go and you'd put in maybe a new floor joist or a new floor joist or something to brace that up. And if you run a floor joist right up to the ledger board, where the ledger board is, and run it at the same height and run it all the way across to the edge of to the other end of the deck, it should be about 5 or 6 inches above your regular rafter because it hasn't bowed out of shape. And that's how you would repair that, by putting in a new joist and use new joist hangers. And yes, it's a time-consuming situation, but it's worth doing because then you've got a deck that's just everything you want it to be. And then, of course, there's always the care and maintenance of your deck. That should be a regular thing. It should be done on a regular basis. The care and maintenance of your deck is something we need to take care of all the time. Get back to that in just a minute. Let me tell you about Rebel Ace Hardware. One of the good hardware stores in the state of Mississippi. I'm talking about the best hardware store probably in the country. They've got stores all over the central part of Mississippi. Rebel Hardware Store is such a great store, and customer service is what they care about so very much. They care so much about taking care of your wants and your needs. And if you go into there with something in your hand and say, I need one of these, I don't know exactly what it's called, somebody at Rebel will help you. They do understand how things are done and how things are put together, and can get you screen wire or chain or rope or glass or even going into seeds and planting and gardening and yard material and outdoor power equipment centers in Pearl. They have a huge outdoor power equipment center, which just is filled with Gravely and Steel and great, great equipment, always good brand names, and the service over there is just as good as it is at any Rebel. Great hardware store, been with me a long time. I appreciate Rebel Hardware Store. Good store. Go see them. Tell them you heard them right here on the Handyman Show, and I'm telling you, they do a good job.
I had a funny thing happen on the way to the forum this week. Paul and I somehow or another got on the, like, root beer.
Yeah.
And the Frost Top root beer. He's like, we had a Frost Top root beer. And I think that's what it was. It had the big mug with the frost stuff on it. And somebody texted and said, oh, actually, Rebel Ace sells Frost Top root beer.
Wow.
I went into the reservoir one, and I walked in, and as always, those guys are like, hey, man, you know, what can I do for you today? I said, I heard you carried this Frost Top root beer stuff. And they're like, yeah, it's right over here. And it is in a jug. It is like a 40-ounce beer of root beer. It's beautiful. So I took a photo of it, and I said, yeah, Paul, I ordered you 4 cases and told them to pay on delivery. But, man, so anyway, they have everything. I was going to say, they have some of the coolest stuff to eat.
Really?
And seasonings. And Frost Top root beer from the 40s or 50s.
Well, you think about that because they sell green eggs and all those grilling and all the stuff you'll ever need to make.
You've got to go in and check it out. Many things that you go, oh, they have that at Rebel Ace.
Wow.
Yeah,
and
they do.
I think just a sidebar is, wasn't root beer invented in Vicksburg, I believe?
Well, I know Coke was where it was bottled first.
I think root beer was, but maybe somebody out there can send some information to us that we don't know. Because there's a lot that between Lance and I that we don't know.
There's a lot I do not.
Every week is like a learning experience. We come away with something new, which that's what we're here for. And I hope you do too. I hope you enjoy listening and gain something from it. But at any rate, we're talking about sagging decks and cleaning those decks. How would you clean them? Well, of course, pressure washing is the way most people would want to clean a deck. And it's really recommended that before you pressure wash it, you pre-treat it with like a deck cleaner spray or a house cleaning spray would work pretty well. But a deck cleaning spray would do much better because it would really dig in and get all the mildew and mold spores and actually destroy them. Because remember, spores are indivisible. Indivisible. You can't see them. That's what I'm trying to say. You can't see them. So therefore, you want to make sure they're gone. And if you just wash with clean water, you will have a clean deck, but you will still leave the mildew spores in place, and they'll grow back. So at any rate, once you get that pre-treated with a spray bottle, let it sit for a little while, and then just go ahead and with a pressure washer and clean it off really well. Once it's done like that, once a year you should put some sort of water seal on it. Unless you have a solid coat stain, which is a high quality product like Benjamin Moore makes Arbor Coat, if you have that on your outside decking material, you don't have to do anything but clean it, and you can clean that pretty much straight away. You don't have to worry about much of anything. Now, semi-transparent stain and water repellent are a little different. Every season, you should redo the water repellent, and that water repellent is clear and just is either painted on or rolled on or anything you want, or you can stain it. Just stain it with a stain that's water resistant as well. All right, this is the Rock and Roll Handyman Show. Coming up, the next segment is going to be Catherine Bishop is going to be with us, the Brain Injury Association of Mississippi. So you stay right where you are. We'll be right back at Super Talk Mississippi.
Dogs begin to bark. Hounds begin to howl. Watch how strange can be. Little red roosters on the prowl.
This is professional ball player and former Mississippi State Bulldog, Jake Mangum. When you're a part of a team, every player has to pull their weight and support one another. Farm Bureau does exactly that. Their team ensures I've got competitive rates and exceptional customer service to support them. If you aren't already on the team, it's time to join Farm Bureau. Visit favrates.com for great rates on home and auto insurance. Or find a local agent at msfbins.com. Farm Bureau Insurance. Go with the home team.
Are you looking for a contractor for your new home or remodel? Go licensed. Unlicensed contractors may try to convince you that pulling your own permit can save you money, but they may do shoddy work, or in some cases, no work at all, costing you far more in the long run. Protect yourself and your investment by comparing estimates from 3 licensed contractors. Remember, go licensed.
For more information, contact the Mississippi State Board of Contractors at msboc.us.
Greatness.
Back Handyman Show going on right here at Super Talk Mississippi. My name is Buddy Slowick, and this is the Handyman Show. My guest for this segment, we're going to do something very different on the Handyman Show that we've not done before, but Catherine Bishop is with us this morning. Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning.
And Catherine is the director of the Mississippi, of the Brain Injury Association of Mississippi. And what an amazing association. And I'm not sure when I went through this process that, I had a lot to do with you people, or you people were even involved in the state yet at that point. But what is the Brain Injury Association of Mississippi? What is it all about?
Well, our mission is to improve the quality of life of brain injury and spinal cord injury survivors, their families and caretakers,
yes,
and
ma'am.
To develop programs to prevent these injuries.
Right. Getting the diagnosis from your doc that you have a brain injury, maybe... some receive brain injuries through traumatic happenings, whether it's working handyman work or regular construction labor. That market is full of brain injuries, I'm sure. Some injuries happen within the body, and for people to and they don't know that it's taking place and have very few symptoms, but to get the notice from a doctor that you have to have a brain surgery operation, that's almost like devastating. It's like you go, where do I go from here? What do I do? And that's, I think that's where you people come in.
Yes, we're there to stand alongside people, help them know what to expect.
Right.
But it's hard to know what to expect because when it comes to the brain and injuries to the brain, whether it's disease or, you know, trauma, it's so hard to predict how that'll affect any one person. Everyone's got a different path to recovery.
Yeah, and it also shows up in, there are different levels of recovery in different people, I believe. Is that a correct statement?
Oh, sure. Somebody's outcome can be radically different from what they were expecting, or somebody else's. Same injury, same diagnosis, and completely different outcomes. Whether you're have very few symptoms going forward in life, or some people that have an acquired disability after a brain injury.
Yeah, I had a brain injury. I'll tell you all about it in a little while. But I do have some what I call hangovers from it, and it's mostly nerve damage.
Yeah.
And some of that nerve damage has created a hearing problem in one ear, and you know, things that. I'm a very blessed, very fortunate individual because I've been through that, and yet I'm what I perceive as relatively normal. Now I know the listening audience just fell off their chair.
Hold on a second here.
Everybody went, wait a minute now.
you're the way God intended you to be.
You've mentioned a very good point, because what happened to me was I went to the doctors for a year while they were trying to figure out why I was dizzy most of the time. I was an outside lumber salesman, and going around the front of my truck, I'd have to hold onto the front of the truck to keep my balance. And I mean, I had ear and nose doctors. I had my gallbladder removed. I had all sorts of things happening, because what was happening is all the doctors I was going to were assuring me this cannot be as serious as a brain injury. So they discounted that. But one home doctor that I used to go to a long time ago said, you know what, we're going to solve this problem. And he did tests, I mean, everything. And finally he said, you know what, I want to send you for an MRI. And the very next day he said, you better get over here to my office. And within a week, I think it was in surgery, and that was in 2005. So it happened very quickly to me. And right at that point, somewhere between the time he told me and the time my operation was going to start, I had that same thoughts about, gosh, my life is going to change. Who knows what's going to happen after brain surgery? I could be, and I got to that point, I went, wait a minute, wait. I didn't put it there. I have no control over this whole situation. And you know what? I should really give it up and let somebody else handle it, because they will. So I handed it all to God and said, God, this is what I am, this is what I've got to go through, and I will be at the end of this whole situation whatever you determine, Lord. And that was my, that was how I made it through, because I turned it over to him and said, doesn't matter if I can't think, if I can't walk, if I can't talk, if I can't do anything, I'm going to be what you want me to be.
Oh, that's beautiful. You've given me chills, because I do see that a lot. Some of the most faith-driven people I know have gone through the kind of thing you're talking about, that fear and uncertainty, and the outcomes aren't always great, but I see so much faith and love in the brain injury community.
Yeah, it's so massive, because what it did for me is it erased all the what-ifs, and what am I going to be when this is all done? It didn't matter to me anymore. I was going to be whatever I was supposed to be. And that was pretty amazing. So that was an amazing experience. I might as well tell the story. In 2005, just before Katrina, I went into River Oaks Hospital where they did the operation. They did a very, very, very long operation on me, and I had a cerebellum tumor right in the center of my head, and it was affecting my balance and affecting a whole bunch of things. And the operation was a long, long procedure, and I think the very next day when I was in recovery, Katrina hit, and I didn't live very far from River Oaks. I still don't. But everybody, my whole family, they all lost the power, lost everything. It was very hot. I didn't know it. I was out of, you know, I was gone all the way. At any rate, we had the generators to create electricity, which fortunately they did, because I had a feeding tube, I had an oxygen tube, I couldn't swallow, I couldn't eat, I couldn't do anything. And I think I stayed at River Oaks for about 7 or 8 days. I really have no retain of that. I don't remember that. And then I went to Methodist Rehab in-house. No, I went to the brain injury floor at Methodist, the brain injury floor, and I stayed there for quite a while. And that was quite the experience, because I remember they brought in a person, an older gentleman sitting that had the bed next to me, and he was a victim of Hurricane Katrina because his house had flooded. His wife had been killed in that flood, and he was injured, and he was in this same room, in the brain injury, because they didn't have room in the hospital for people. He was in the Brain Injury Institute, and wow. But then I started rehab and went through just probably 2 years of rehab, because when I was finished, I couldn't write, I couldn't talk, I couldn't walk. There's many things I couldn't do, and yet through the great therapists I had, and they were absolutely fantastic therapists, I stayed in-house for I don't know how long, a long time I stayed in-house, weeks. I don't remember the time. And then I went to rehab outpatient, which I had to go to twice a day for a long time, and by the time I was going to outpatient, I think I could, I could walk, sort of. I'd gotten to the point where I can finally get up. They sent me home with a wheelchair, and I told my wife, I said, I don't want that. I don't want that even in the house. I said, you got to get rid of that. I said, I don't need it. They said, you'll need it. They said, I don't care what they said. I'm going to walk. And that's what I did. I just walked. It was being hard-headed enough to want to do something like that is what got me through it most of the time. But my belief in the Lord is what helped. And I think another thing that helped a great deal is at that time I'm a musician, and I'd been on the road playing music for many years. Well, I was also a bass player in a band at church, and I'd been for many years. And the music minister one Sunday came up to me because they knew about my brain tumor, and he said, come down front, I'm going to bring the whole church down. And the whole church came down and all laid hands on me and prayed. And the weirdest thing took place at that point in time. From that moment up to right now, I have peace in my life. And it happened that day. And it's like, wow. I mean, I'm just blown by that. I'm just knocked out by that. I mean, I had somebody from the church call me about a month ago, ask me about the situation, and I told them that story about having the whole church just kind of pray for my well-being, and how that really, I think, had an effect on things.
So. That peace that passes all understanding, right?
Yeah, unbelievable. But let's talk a little bit about what your association does besides, you know, besides generally, what is a group that helps people out, or what is a group that, you know, talk a little bit about what goes on.
Well, one of my favorite things we do is run support groups.
Yes.
We have three going in different locations in the state that gives people a chance to come together and, you know, talk peer-to-peer about what they're going through.
Sure.
And what their struggles and their victories look like, and we arrange activities. They're a family. You know, we don't go to the movies together. We went down to Twin Lakes in May.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and those are the fun times. I love those things. And yeah. then we help people wherever they are on their journey. They can call our offices and we will troubleshoot with them. We'll try to point them in the direction of where services are available for them. We're just there to walk alongside you wherever you are in your brain injury journey.
Yeah, and a lot of people have a lot of repercussions from it. I know a lot of people had the same exact operation I did that have many more repercussions left over than I did. I'm very fortunate in that sense. I know some people, I know a man who has, even to this day, he cannot swallow. I mean, just total problem. Just unreal. And some people have it worse than others. And it's a matter of, I guess you have to own it and say, hey, this is what I am. and be happy with that and be proud with that and work with that. And I will say, during that period of time, Super Talk Radio stayed with me the whole time. And they kept this spot right here. I think we had the old studio back then. At any rate, it doesn't matter. They kept a spot for me by using guest host, and they kept the Handyman Show going. And that went on for a long time. So Super Talk is to be given the kudos too, because they did a great job. They paid me a lot of the time too.
Oh, I love that. Going.
So that's just amazing. An amazing company, Super Talk, by the way. It really is. But I don't mean to be have you being quiet. I brought you on to hear what you have to say.
I'm fascinated.
I know
you're doing a great job. You're making great points, and I like the way you touched on the fact that brain injury is a chronic condition.
Yes.
You know, it doesn't end after the rehab is finished, whether inpatient, outpatient. It's a lifelong chronic condition, and
right.
Just like all chronic conditions, there are various levels of treatment necessary, and how it'll affect one person is going to be different, but it goes with you through the lifetime. And that radical acceptance you're talking about is where I see people thriving the most.
Yes, because it's a fact that once you've had a brain tumor, I think, and this is me speaking, correct me if I'm wrong, are not the odds higher that you have to receive another?
I don't want to speak to something I don't know. We focus on, you know, injury less than disease, so I don't have the figures for disease.
Yeah. All right, good. We won't go near there then. But I did, after my surgery, many times had MRIs, and then finally, after a number of years, my doctor wrote me a letter, said I'm totally clear, I don't need to have any more MRIs. He said, you know, you can fix your nerve problems if you want to, you live with them. I don't care less. I'm not as strong in my right hand as I used to be. I could care less. But that's my story.
It's a great story.
Well, thank you. But I'm very interested in the support groups, because I think what I have to say and what I do could really help some people out, particularly those that are struggling with the prognosis. That what are they going to be? What's going to happen to them afterwards? Well, they're going to be different, but they've got to accept that and own it. So I really think I could be a part of that support group. And I've never done anything about that except on the radio. I've talked about it every year. I spring up the brain surgery one time or other. I don't go into a great lot of detail, but I tell about it so that people that have brain injuries will know about it. Catherine, can you stick around?
Sure.
We're going to keep you for another segment because I want to talk about some other stuff, too, stuff that you're doing to maybe fundraisers and just fun things. My name is Buddy Slowick. The Build of Mississippi Studios right here in Jackson. We're doing the Handyman Show. Be right back.
Superior. It's more than a name. It's a promise that we make to our customers to provide you the highest quality U.S. farm-raised catfish at your favorite restaurant, your family reunion, or on your dinner table. Hey, this is Steve Azar, and I want to let you know that with Superior Catfish, you know the next bite is as good as the first, time after time, made possible by your friends and neighbors here in Mississippi. Remember, there's catfish. Then there is Superior Catfish.
Pine Grove Behavioral Health and Addiction Services, located in Hattiesburg, is one of the nation's most comprehensive treatment campuses. Pine Grove provides the highest quality mental health care and addiction treatment for children, adolescents, and adults. Pine Grove offers many levels of care, including day and evening addiction treatment programs for working professionals. For more info, please call 1-888-574-HOPE and visit pinegrovetreatment.com.
Yeah, I know many people out there who are hearing that banjo be jumping up and down going, yeah, I like that sound. And on top of that, Lance, I didn't know that we had a meteorologist on staff.
Yes, yes. Now I have been honored with getting to let our wonderful Delta listeners and family hear the weather.
I'm impressed.
Yeah. So,
I'm impressed.
It's been fun.
All right.
I haven't gotten anybody say that I've killed their sunflower farm yet or anything, so I feel like I'm doing all right, but you never know.
Well, thank you guys. All right, well, hang in there. Sitting with me today is Catherine Bishop with the Brain Injury Association of Mississippi, and they've got an event coming up, and really what happened is I was talking about this event on Father's Day because my family and grandchildren had gathered, and every one of them signed up for the Dash and Splash well, you tell us, what is Dash and Splash and what's happening and where is it?
Okay, it's a 5K and fun run. We have it at Old Trace Park in Ridgeland. We have a runner division, walker division, and survivor division. So come in your wheelchair, come and walk at your pace, whatever you want. We just all come together. It's a lot of fun. And then we have water slides and a great big water balloon bash at the end of it all. Thousands of water balloons.
Wow. It really sounds like a good time. And it excited every member. I mean, I have grandchildren signing up for this thing. They just like it so darn much. I want to be a part of it. I'll do the walk part if I have to. It doesn't matter. But it's a very exciting event, and it's something you've been doing for a number of years now. And it's a great, great cause. And how do people sign up, and how do people get involved?
They can go through our website at msbraininjury.org or search for the race on raceroster.com. It should be pretty easy to find. Go to our Facebook. We have links to it. And sign up.
There are just many. Matter of fact, the other day I was playing with my computer and I hit the search mode, and I just put in Dash and Splash. That's all I did. And it came right up. I mean, it's pretty easy to find.
Yeah, and we have the poster on the video side. So if you have any questions, you can always let us know during the week or something. If you know you haven't found it, you can always go to the website, see the replay today.
Right.
Get to listen to this again. It's very compelling. But you also get to see the schedule. So if you miss that and can't find it somewhere online, let us know. We'll find it for you. So
there you go. All right. And it starts at one time.
8:30 is when we get to running. We'll do a little warm-up at about 8:15, sing the national anthem, Start running at 8:30.
All right. Well, that does sound like a good sign. What other type of events do you do to raise money or to help the organization along?
Another awareness fundraiser we have is Noggin Feast. It's a Renaissance.
Noggin Feast.
In October of every year, the second Monday of October. And okay. We have live music and libations and tasting tables, and that's another real fun one that we do.
You know, it's always fun to go to an outdoor event at Renaissance. It's a very good venue. It's just a nice place to go. You can relax and enjoy. It's really an R&R type place. I like going out there.
Oh, yeah. It's wonderful. And they're always so welcoming. And the businesses around are all welcoming. It's a wonderful venue. Yeah.
So it's my thinking that anybody that's suffering a brain injury, maybe it is about to go through, whether it be therapy or an operation, or maybe somebody that had a brain injury or a surgery, is kind of perplexed as to what to do next about their life, or really doesn't, or is maybe even depression, who knows. They should get in touch with the Brain Injury Association of Mississippi, and you people have, like, not only support groups, but somebody with a serious problem, I'm sure that you have somebody on board, if it being even yourself, that could help them talk to them.
Yes, absolutely. We'll troubleshoot with you whatever issues you're having, try to connect you with whatever services it is you need. We'll match you up with somebody that takes your insurance, or we'll just help you network. And sometimes it's just overwhelming. People go to the hospital after this injury and they've got a stack of papers and orders, and it's so much. And
it can be very overwhelming, because you're dealing at that point with multiple invoices from doctors and people you've never heard of before, and yet you find out all of a sudden they were involved. And it is really, it's almost too much for somebody who's been through that kind of operation to do alone. They need help.
Oh, absolutely.
They need help.
And that's why we call it a community, because we have caregivers, family members, just passionate community members that all come together. It's a wonderful community. Yeah.
I wish I could run in the Splash and Dash, but I'll be here. I'll bring up some water balloons and throw them at Lance. That'll be fun. And with all that equipment there, he's like that.
Anytime you've got water balloons and running, those go well together.
Yes. But water balloons and radio control rooms,
probably not. Well, they always warn me, say, hey, don't put your coffee too close to anything. Your animated hands may hit it.
All right, let Steve know we're not bringing water balloons. Steve's the only way. We have to be careful. But at any rate, the Brain Injury Association of Mississippi is here to help you and your family, even if you have family members that can maybe guide them into how they can help you best. That's what the Brain Association is all about the Injury Association, to help you through a process that is kind of abnormal to what we consider as human life.
Oh, yeah. Nobody is expecting a brain injury, but it can happen to anyone, anytime.
You threw out a number during the break. And it may have been an arbitrary number. I don't know. Okay, let's hear it.
Well, we have 60,000 Mississippians who are disabled as a result of a traumatic brain injury, and another 440,000 living with the chronic effects of a traumatic brain injury.
Wow. I had no idea it was that large.
Well, that's one of the things we lead the nation in.
Yeah. You know? Well, really?
Oh, we're in the top three every year.
But yet, and I know that the rest of the nation is going to have a hard time believing this, but here in Mississippi, you can get good service and good surgery and good rehab and good, I mean,
absolutely.
The medical society in this area in central Mississippi is like fantastic. And I'm sure it's pretty good throughout the state.
Oh, yeah. Methodist Rehab, they do amazing work. They've got a research department. They are constantly pushing for the next best practice that they can find to serve people.
One thing I found out about rehab is almost everybody who you deal with in rehab turns out to be like a friend. I mean, they're there to help you and support you and whatever you're into, they're into. I was just so impressed with the level of the quality of help that you receive, because those people are passionate about what they do. Anyway, it's amazing. As are you, I'm sure. You're not director of the Brain Association because somebody gave you that. You want to be there,
right?
And you, I'm sure you do what you're supposed to do. It's a great organization, and I really think that you, as the John Q. Public, should get involved in understanding how somebody who's had a traumatic brain injury or any sort of brain injury, his life is going to be different, and that you can be very, very much help to them, but just by talking and walking them through certain situations. And that's not knowing much. Somebody like yourself, wow, you could help them a great deal.
We're here for them. Our office, call us anytime.
And Catherine, I thank you very much for being here with us this morning. The Brain Injury Institute Association of Mississippi. You think I can't get that right? I can. But at any rate, thank you for your time, and thank you for the effort we put in this morning. And let's do this again.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
I think this is a great thing, and I think it's good information to get out there. Short break coming up. You're listening to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show. The music segment is following up next. We'll be here with it. So don't you go away. We'll be right back in just a few minutes at the Build Mississippi Studios.
Mississippi News doesn't sleep, and neither do we. At supertalk.fm, you get news from all over the state. From stories to keep you safe, to legislation that could affect your bank account, to weather reports to help you better plan your weekend. Plus, find in-depth interviews with the newsmakers in the Supertalk podcast archives. And everything Mississippi sports. Your Mississippi news. All the time, on air and online. At supertalk.fm.
You know that nowadays, most people go online to look at a business before they spend their money. Do you have an old, outdated website or just a Facebook page and still not bringing in customers? Targeted digital advertising from STMM Digital's highly trained and trusted staff is the answer. We're ready to work with you to help your business capitalize on the power of digital marketing. Call 601-991-2305 or go to stmmdigital.com to get started today.
Hi, I'm...
Hello? Anybody home?
Dude, you gotta hear this.
What?
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is this?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam chowder.
That's what I'm talking about!
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Let me hear it!
All right, back again. Handyman Show right here at Super Talk Mississippi. I'm working from the Build Mississippi Studios, and we're about to head into a music segment. But I think before we do, Lance, we had a text come in. Can you answer that with telling them how they can get a copy of this? See that text?
Okay, well, I was going to read one that was just sent by our amazing guest who has just left. She also wanted to say, I forgot to mention that there is a pop-up registration table at Fleet Feet in Ridgeland going on right now for the event.
Oh, good.
On the 29th.
Fleet Street. So be
Fleet
there.
Fleet Feet in Ridgeland going on right now. Pop-up registration table. So get over there and sign up.
Yeah, all right.
So now, let me go.
All right, yeah,
you were referencing, sir?
Diana,
let's see. Okay, so Diana wants to know, listening to Super Talk 1040 this morning on Saturday, and they were talking about brain trauma and treatments. I do believe it was a lady that was interviewed, and she's curious about how she can get that interview.
Well,
we're gonna make that pretty easy.
This isn't the same lady, but Diana is not.
No, I'm just saying the one that you were asking me to read. So she's wanting to know how to get the interview.
How to get these.
So there's two ways you can do that. We make it pretty straightforward. You can go to the website after the show is over, okay, and it takes a little while for a couple hour show to download, and that show should be available on repeat. You can also go to the app and find the Handyman Show. Same on the web browser, just find shows, go to Handyman, and you can access it either way. and that's going to be the second segment. So if you want to just fast forward through it and get to where you want, we had two segments with her, with Catherine Bishop, right, and they were excellent. So all you got to do is just wait a minute until the show's over. It takes a second to download, then boom, it's there, and you can get it.
You got it. All right, I appreciate you very much. Thank you. Time, we better hurry up and get our music segment going, huh?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's talk a little bit about Stevie Ray Vaughan and Double Trouble. Stevie Ray Vaughan, of course, younger brother of Jimmy, and Jimmy, of course, a great group. But Stevie Ray Vaughan, a tremendous, tremendous guitar player, and he was the leader of the band, a songwriter, and could do things with a guitar that were just unbelievably unheard of. Was affected just dramatically by alcohol, drugs, personal and professional problems, family problems and professional problems, and actually died in a helicopter crash in Troy, Wisconsin. He's such an amazing person that we lost as a player, that at 14 years old, he was sitting in with a band at 14 years old, and he played a copy of the Yardbirds' Jeff's Boogie. And they said he didn't miss a note. You got to be pretty good to do that. So let's give a listen to a little Stevie Ray Vaughan doing some Crossfire. We could play that the whole segment. It's kind of great, and it makes you jump around the room a little bit. Great song. All right, moving ahead, we got to keep on rolling because we don't want to run out of time today. I'll talk about a group called the Black Crowes, basically from Atlanta, and they were formed in Atlanta in 1984. Chris and Rich Robinson were the two brothers that actually were part of the forming of the group, and They really did. They're sort of a revivalist of the 70s blues and rock era, and they do they did so many great songs. The Black Crowes, they broke up, and I've got to go see. I think it was Rich Robinson and, or was it Chris Robinson? I don't know. One of the two.
Chris and the Brotherhood.
They are brothers, yes.
Well, no, that's the name of the band, Chris Robinson and the Brotherhood.
Oh, yeah, but Chris Robinson and Rich were his brothers in the original group of the Black Crowes.
Yeah, but they moved when that band stopped.
Right.
They moved over and started up a little later called Chris Robinson and the Brotherhood.
And the Brotherhood.
And Chris is even more of a diva than that one, but he's so talented, man. I mean, but no, they jam it.
They do jam it. So let's give a listen to a little bit of the Black Crowes. We've been Jealous Again, Black Crowes. All right. They are an amazing group, the Black Crowes. Enjoy them very much. And were really brought to my attention late in my life, but still, I think they're tremendous. Well, I spent a lot of time in my life just listening to singer-songwriters, and there's a particular songwriter who has done so many country hits, it's unbelievable. Beth Nielsen Chapman, who many people probably don't know the name, but she had a couple of albums in her own name that went pretty well, and she did some songs on those albums, which I intend to play one in a minute, but she wrote great songs like This Kiss for Faith Hill, or Happy Girl for Martina McBride, and she's written many, many, many country songs. Great, great writer. But she did a song on one of her albums I just think is tremendous, and it's an album that this cut is on. The cut is called I Keep Coming Back to You, and it's so descriptive. I mean, listen to the lyrics of it, and I would dare say that there's certain part of the lyrics that you've probably been through before. So let's do a little of Beth Nielsen Chapman, I Come Back to You.
Doesn't matter anyhow, but round and round we go in circles, trying to work things through, and sometimes it feels like miles between us, but I keep coming back to you.
Beth Nielsen Chapman, I hope you do keep coming back. And we want to have everybody out there listening all the time. All right, next we're going to play a song by a group called The Smashing Pumpkins. See, I'm going to let Lance kind of jump in on this one.
Well, I will be happy to, buddy. You know, Smashing Pumpkins was one of those bands that I got to grow up on, and such a unique sound. Billy Corgan, kind of a just a great front man.
Great.
But, you know, the way it started, had a kind of gothic punk band type deal, and it wasn't working out too well. Moved back from Florida, back to Chicago, his hometown, and was working at a record store. And met a guy, and they said, well, let's think about making a band. And so those early years, starting in 1988, you know, the breakup of the gothic rock band called The Marked. So that's where Billy Corgan got his start. And so he meets James Iha, and they decided to wear a lot of paisley and psychedelic trappings, and who began writing songs with the aid of a drum machine. So the first performance included only Corgan on bass, and Iha on guitar with a drum machine. Shortly thereafter, they met Darcy Retzky, and they debated about the you know, whether they should create a band or not. And then so she showed up at a nightclub, and they found out she actually played bass. And that's kind of the starting point of the Smashing Pumpkins, and had great success. And in 91, the song that we're going to play, that was their first big breakthrough, right. Was Gish. And we're going to go with that right about now.
Smashing Pumpkins. Oh, yeah, they got a message, a text from Jeff. Jeff in Grenada said he was at State in the late 90s when they played a free concert at the amphitheater up there. And he said it was absolutely fantastic.
Jamtastic.
One of his favorite bands. And they were tremendous. It was tremendous. Well, we're going to do an outtake that's kind of special, too, because it's another a growly voice person, if you will. Somebody that has that it's the Rod Stewart effect. That's what it's got to be. I don't have it. Maybe I should get it. But Kim Carnes, great, great artist, did a lot of good songs, but she also did a great song called Betty Davis Eyes, which we're going to use as our outtake. And we'll hear it when it kicks in. We'll just hear it, but no big deal on that. She's performed so many different type songs and has done so well, and is really... By all standards, a very, very good artist. Born in L.A., was part of the New Christy Minstrels. Wow. A long time ago. And was married as a four-year-old, she was married to David Lindley. You know how four-year-olds go, hey, let's get married. Okay, we will. And David Lindley was her neighbor at that time. David Lindley, of course, we fucked on him. Beth Midler, I mean, Kim Carnes. Here you go. Betty Davis Eyes.
She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn the music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow. She got Betty Davis eyes. And she'll tease you. She'll unease you. All the better just to please you. She's precocious. And she knows just what it takes to make a pro blush. She got Greta Garbo, stand up size. She's got Betty Davis eyes.
While most people are settling into their cubicles and sifting through their inboxes, others are busy building the foundation of the future. One brick, pipe, and electrical line at a time. The construction industry in Mississippi needs over 100,000 skilled tradespeople now. If you're looking for an in-demand, well-paying career, visit buildmississippi.com to discover rewarding careers in the trades. Buildmississippi.com. Your future is waiting. Let's build it.
Hey, I'm Steve Azar, and you never know who or what you'll hear when I spend a Mississippi Minute with my friends.
Just like that muddy river, moving slow. Ain't no hurry, that's how life goes.
Be sure to check out In a Mississippi Minute with me, Steve Azar, right here on Supertalk Mississippi, the Supertalk Mississippi app, and now available on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher.
Spring?
Well, I'm going to have to step on it sooner or later. I hate to. That's the way it is. Oh, well. Buddy Slark here with you at the Handyman Show at the Build Mississippi Studios. And behind me is a picture of some gentlemen walking on, looks like they're building a skyscraper from here or a bridge, and they're walking across beams. But that brings up the subject of Build Mississippi, what it's all about. And Build Mississippi, well, for hundreds of years now, there's always been in place a practice that goes like this: is an apprentice, and a journeyman, and a master. And all of those are degrees or levels of success in particular industry. An apprentice is just a starter, somebody that works basically with their hands and understands how to do things with their hands. Well, a journeyman has come a long ways and has learned to not only do things with their hands particularly well, but also uses their mind to think through them and how that should be accomplished. Now, a master is somebody who knows the ins and outs of all the topic, knows how to use their mind to set things up correctly, and then when it's put together and made as a finished product, they use heart and passion and build it up that way. Well, that's what Build Mississippi is all about, to take anybody without any skill at all from this state and turn them into a master, to make them love their work and work within. Build Mississippi is a great organization, and if you go to buildmississippi.net, buildmississippi.org, you can find out a lot more about them. Just go to Build Mississippi, you'll find it. I'm sure you will. And they are just a tremendous organization. They're really good at what they do, and they have training locations all over the state. Good organization. Well, it's summertime. It just turned summertime just a couple days ago. And I think it's about time that reminded everybody about hydrating. You don't want to be in this weather all day without hydrating. Hydration is so important, and there are more people suffering from dehydration than what people realize, and it can really cause major problems if it goes too far. But always drink. And what should you drink? Cokes won't do it. Water will. Water is very good. Gatorade, a little bit of Gatorade. Not too much Gatorade. Not Gatorade all day long, but certainly enough Gatorade to give you electrolytes and a little energy involved. But hydrate is very important in the summertime. If you're mowing the lawn or working in the garden or out just doing working on your deck or anything at all, hydrate, which means drink liquid, to put it down in layman's terms. Okay, doing some work outside. It's a great time of year to clean all of your outside furniture, your rocking chairs, your porch swing, all of that. It needs a good clean off. The rocking chairs may need scraping or just cleaning. They may need repainting. The porch swing may be a natural wood. It may be like cypress. Well, it may need another coat of linseed oil to put on it. It's a good time of year to get those summer outdoor equipment ready for the season. Clean them so that when you sit on them later in the day or later tomorrow, you'll know that they're good quality. It's good quality paint on there, and it's good. It's finished very well, and it's just what you want it to be. So it's a great time of year to get out and do some of that stuff. It's a good time of year also to wash your house, and a lot of people want to start doing that, and they'll do that with, like, some people want to use a pressure washer, which it can be done with a pressure washer. It's not my favorite by any means, because I think a pressure washer sometimes can be too strong and too powerful for most houses. I like the preferred method is like a product like Jomax is a concentrate of cleaner and mildicide and all the things that you'll need to really clean your house. And there's a directions on there and how to mix it up in a 2-gallon garden sprayer. You'd put in the Jomax, you'd put in bleach, and you'd put in water, and you'd do it per directions on the bottle of Jomax, and you spray it on your house. And there's no rubbing and no scrubbing and no elbow grease involved. And then you just rinse it completely. And not only rinse it completely, but rinse your windows just absolutely, because it will stain your windows if you don't get that all off. And also, it's a good idea to rinse all of your shrubs and plants in and around that area, not only before you do this, but after it's done as well, to get rid of all of the residue of this product that may stay on there. But it's a good time of year to get your house clean. And a lot of people just wash their house and look at it and go, here, I thought I needed a paint job. Well, if you've got good quality paint on there and you keep that house washed at least annually, believe me, it's going to look very, very good and help you a great deal. It will really do what you want it to do. So I suggest that you do make an annual trip around your house to wash it. Because not only when you take that trip around the house to wash it, do you see things that don't belong there? You may find wasps' nests. You may find birds' nests. Unfortunately, they don't belong in your house. Rid yourself of those wasp nests. Get rid of those. Get some wasp spray. Don't try anything but because everything else is either dangerous, not only to your health, but to the well-being of your structure, to use things other than wasp spray. It'll work exceptionally well. And it's on sale in a lot of places right now. So it's a good idea. Of course, you can always use a formula that I've recommended for years and still works. And that's, again, a garden spray. Instead of Jomax, you can use 1/2 cup of TSP, trisodium phosphate, 1 quart of bleach, and 2 gallons of water in a garden sprayer mixed up, and spray it on your house and treat it the same way you would treat it as if it were Jomax. Just it rinses right off, rinses the mildew and mold and dirt right off your house, and does an exceptional job in cleaning it. And I'm telling you, all you have to do is clean a house once, and you'll be prone to want to clean it annually, because man, it helps so much to keep that stuff looking good. It makes the curb appeal of your house so nice. It makes it look like it belongs there.
Well, and one of the things, you know, you're seeing those signs, like a political sign that somebody will stick in the ground at, you know, at like intersections, and it says house washing.
Yeah.
And so, being a handyman, this is something you can do.
This is something you can do. And you don't really need a pressure washer to do it, even though a lot of people think that in order to wash a house, the pressure washer is the only way to do it. And, yeah, I suppose if you pre-treat and then you go ahead and pressure wash with a low power and not enough power or low power on your pressure washer, you can do a pretty good job and get it done pretty quickly. But, again, I like the old school system of just spray and wash. It does a good job in cleaning it up. All right. that pretty much is what I have to say about that. That's all I have to say about that. All right. I'll tell you a little about Atlas Foundation, one of the better foundation companies in the sound of my voice. Atlas Foundation works on slab foundations and does it very, very well and can help so many ways and so many different things. Atlas Foundation, great company, does great work. You call them at 800-256-2000. 1-800-800-1010. That's Tony Arpino, Atlas Foundation. That's 1-800-256-1010. They will make sure your foundation is everything that it should be, and will do a good job in doing that. You'll be happy that you called Tony Arpino, because he really is an expert at taking care of foundations, and he's done that for years.
And he takes care of your yard in the process.
Yes, right.
People are picky about their yard. They don't want a bunch of junk in there.
To clear that up a little bit, he's not a landscaper, but he doesn't put big trucks in your yard.
That's my point. Yeah, he's not going to mess up all the work you've put into your yard coming in and fixing your foundation.
You can have all sorts of great landscaping around, and he does not mess with that in order to fix your foundation, which a lot of foundation companies make a big mess in your yard. I've seen it before. I've seen many trucks and pickup trucks, about four pickup trucks parked out front and large trucks in the yard, everybody with shovels. And that's, in my opinion, that's not the way to fix your foundation. I mean, that's all I have to say about that.
That's old school.
That's
you got
to
roll with a new school. Tony's got that. He knows how to take care of business, and he's going to fix your foundation, too.
He's been doing the new school system longer than most, because Tony knows his stuff very well, and being a physical engineer, he does very well. Atlas Foundation, good company. Very good company. All right. People are beginning to realize that doors and windows are expensive when you're going to replace them. But people are also beginning to realize that there are many different levels of doors and windows as far as options or price structure, or actually the integrity which the thing is built with, which the door and window is built with. Like everything else, a different brand name has a better reputation than different brand names do. Well, people are beginning to recognize that if they spend a little more on a door and window product than they would normally to get a good vinyl window or a good vinyl door, if they spend a little more, they can really get into a quality product that won't decay ever, that just about stops all the noise getting into your house, and can do many things to improve the quality of your life and to make it last so much longer. So it's worth spending a little extra money. Getting doors and windows replaced on an entire house is an expensive ordeal. But the few more dollars that you may spend to step up to a higher grade material isn't going to be that very much. The installation isn't going to change. The installation price isn't going to change. The only thing that's going to change is the cost of the product itself. But the better product is the way I would go when I intend to do that. And as a matter of fact, I intend to do that very shortly. I've got a window that's going into my house right in the next, when I get ready. I've been saying to myself, it's too hot. Not doing today. Nope. I may not get it done this summer, folks. But it'll get done sooner or later. Maybe in the fall when it cools off a little bit, I'll be after it and get down there and take care of it and put that window in. It's a vinyl window with low-E glass, and I'm going to put it in where there's a 3-0 15 light French door that has begun to decay at the bottom, and I'm going to replace that French door because I don't use that French door at all. I keep it locked and closed all the time and sealed. So I want to remove the French door and put that 3-0 window in there, and then I've started on replacing all the windows and doors in my house, and there's no better way to get something going than to get started on it. And that's the way things are. One other thing I wanted to say very quickly about the brain injury situation, and me in particular. One of the things that helped me so very much in rehab and in attacking it and getting over it more quickly was the fact that I was a guitar player. And I could actually sit and concentrate. I lost a lot in the guitar playing industry. I lost how to finger pick. I can't finger pick anymore. I have trouble with that. With this, my right hand is not nearly as strong. But learning how to play again, which, I already knew how to play. It was just a matter of telling my mind that the fingers need to go where they need to go. That took a while, but they said that was one of the things in therapy that helped me so much was the fact that I would sit home and just sit with the guitar for a long time and try to learn how to play it again. And I did. And I did. Well, that's how that story goes. I don't want to go too long on brain injury talk, but that's important, I think. It's very, very important. All right. Let's talk a little bit about the difference between foundations. There's a crawl space foundation. There's a true underground foundation. And there's a slab foundation, which is used mostly around here in central Mississippi. And when we come back, that's kind of where we'll start talking about foundations and what they can do for you. You're listening to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show right here at Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. My name is Buddy Slowick. Be back in just a few minutes. Don't go away. Be right back.
Museum, Mississippi to experience Highway 61.
Traveling America's Music Highway now through the fall 2024. This exhibit will take visitors on a journey down the famous Highway 61, exploring music sites, artifacts, and celebrating the artists that played a major role in shaping American music history. Artists like Muddy Waters, Ann Peoples, Dr. John, Conway Twitty, and Bobby Rush, to name a few. To purchase tickets or to learn more about this exhibit and other events,
visit GrammyMuseumMississippi.org.
Are you looking for a contractor for your new home or remodel? Go licensed. Unlicensed contractors may try to convince you that pulling your own permit can save you money, but they may do shoddy work, or in some cases, no work at all, costing you far more in the long run. Protect yourself and your investment by comparing estimates from three licensed contractors. Remember, go licensed.
For more information, contact the Mississippi State Board of Contractors at msboc.us.
Hi, I'm Jim.
I was 3 days short of pulling out of Kingsport. I was headed down to Houston town. Had a guitar pack and a burlap sack for exploiting my country sound. I'd bypass Jackson, bypass Memphis by the time I got to Arkansas. I'd sold my car and that black guitar for anything cool and tall. I pulled up to a neon sign on Highway 49. Shut the engine down, took a look around, then I stepped inside. I asked that bouncer where I was and said, "Son, you're a field. Honky tonk thinking, line dance kicking, razorback sticking, barbecue chicken, laundromat bar and grill."
Yeah, I hope you like that. That's one of my favorites.
That was kind of fun. Who is that?
That's Confederate Railroad, man. Yeah, Queen of Memphis, and that one is Bill's Laundromat Bar and Grill.
Laundromat Bar and Grill. I like
that. That's a great Saturday end zone.
Very, very good. Very good, Lance. Good job. Text line. Well, Darren from Jackson. Darren from Jackson asked it, what was the name of that house cleaner that I mentioned. Darren, you can go to any hardware store or big box home center or those kind of places, probably even paint stores, and get a product. It's called Jomex. That's capital J-O, and then again a capital M, small A-X. J, small O, capital M-A-X, Jomex. That's good stuff. And one bottle lasts you a pretty good while. And it's not prohibitively expensive by any means. Jomex, good product. So I hope that answers your question, Darren. All right, and thank you for your text, by the way. Getting back to where we left off, we were talking about different foundations. And crawl space foundations, probably one of the most popular foundations around here years ago, and It was built with a thought that you could build a house up off the ground and the air underneath it would circulate and not create moisture and let the air out. Well, through the decades, I would say, we've learned more about crawl space foundations and how they really should be taken care of. And it turns out that a crawl space foundation really should be cared for and taken care of much like a traditional in-the-ground foundation is done up north. They use cement on all sides of a ground, which makes a cellar up north. It makes a basement, if you will, and it's waterproofed. Well, a crawl space has the same thing happen to it once it's encapsulated. We've got to encapsulate crawl spaces. And in order to encapsulate them, of course, we would call Mid-South Crawl Space Solutions and talk to them and find out what's going on with crawl. They'll tell you all about crawl spaces and what the latest science is in crawl spaces. And then other than that, up north and in other places, they use a lot of full foundations, actual foundations, and they use carrying beams to build the floor joists, to rest the floor joists on, so that your house is not sitting on the ground. It's actually sitting up off the ground on your foundation. It makes for a pretty good house. It makes for a lot warmer house. And because of that, a lot of the heating and air units and duct systems all go in the full basement downstairs, and it's easier to control than it would be to control something that runs through a heated attic like we have around here. And then, of course, around here, we see a lot of slab foundations. And slab foundations, in my estimation, are great around here if they're done properly. And they have to be done really well, which includes all the proper rebar that's necessary to give the concrete its strength that it needs in every direction. And it will do a great job. So I really think that crawl space foundations are good, but they should be encapsulated. And it's getting to the point where now where people are building crawl space foundations, and in a home they're having it encapsulated as part of the building process, which is nothing but good. It's a great, great move, because without encapsulating your crawl space foundation, you'll be getting moisture, you'll having warped boards on your floor, you all sorts of problems. But we know how to take care of them today. We figured that out. The science says that we should encapsulate them. But slabs used mostly around here. Biggest problem with slabs is they're not prepared properly underneath. And then when they're poured, they're not always poured 100% correctly. And both situations will actually compromise the concrete, make it not as strong as it should be. Like not having the rebars in the center of the concrete rather than sinking to the bottom of the concrete, or not having enough rebar, or trying to build it without rebar, or without having the right footings in the right place. There's so many things that are important with slab foundations that they be done just right. So even in sheds and smaller buildings, make sure your foundation is done exactly as it should be done.
Is there when you get to, like, you'll see people filling or finishing the garage in places, and obviously that was not built for that because you have a 3-inch drop in most cases,
right,
of concrete. Is there a resolution that you could, instead of pouring another foundation on top of that to level it out to get the appropriate lip and weather protection, is there something else you could do? Because I've seen a couple done right where it doesn't base down to the ground,
right,
where somebody's put a brick ledge down first and then put your new wall over it. But is there a way? Because obviously you still have the problem with a 3-foot drop behind it, where you're almost in a little cutout. So
right.
Would I didn't know if you've seen that or encountered any of that.
My first house was a house that had a carport in it that had a drop floor for the carport. And I wanted a level floor because I was going to turn that carport into a master suite. In order to do so, I built a pressure-treated a floor joist system, and I used a laser to actually figure out what a straight line would be and where the joists should sit so that I would know how thick to make them. And they actually, they were all cut at wicked, weird, strange angles, but it took a while to get that figured out. But once I did, it turned out to be a very good foundation. And then I used on top of it, not only did I put Visqueen under it, but then I put on top of it 3/4 inch Plyform, which really is a great product for using subfloors. And it turned out to be a very good foundation. So, yes, you can put a regular
subfloor in there.
Subfloor in there.
Just make sure you get your moisture mindset right. And
you do. And I think that most foundations nowadays, they're probably pretty much putting a Visqueen under them, and you're not having the moisture problem that you had in older foundations. But still, I'm not opposed to putting a layer of Visqueen under it before I put another foundation on top of it. And some people just do a regular concrete pour, and sometimes that can be accomplished. But I'm a do-it-yourself kind of guy, and I wanted to do it myself, and I like the way it actually turned out. Very, very nice. And lived in that master suite that I had for a long time. And actually had to use a jackhammer to do some digging in there. Boy, that'll change your life, using a jackhammer. When you're not accustomed to it, it'll just tear you apart. But I wasn't accustomed to it, and I used it a great deal to get my plumbing for my shower and my toilet into my bathroom. Well, you spent 2 hours listening to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show here at Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. My name is Buddy Slowick. We do it each and every Saturday. Hey, make sure you maybe go, where is it? The Feet Fleet? I think, at any rate.
Feet and Ridgeland.
Feet, Fleet, and Ridgeland. Sign up today for Dash and Splash at that in Ridgeland, coming up shortly. Good race. All my kids will be there. They're going to say hi to Catherine as well. We appreciate her being on board. Thank you for listening to The Handyman Show, and I will talk to you next week on Super Talk.
We're on our way to Boston to get some clam chowder. Bye-bye.
He doesn't accept the narrative. He questions it.
We're just getting to the bottom of this.
Gallo.
Every single morning from 6 till 9.
Super Talk Mississippi. No other news team covers the Magnolia State like Super Talk Mississippi News. On air with reports every hour and breaking news as it happens. Your news all the time. On air and online at supertalk.fm. Super Talk. Nobody keeps Mississippi informed like we do. With 12 stations covering all 82 counties, if it happens in your state, we're on top of it. The news, the weather, the sports, and the talk that's important to you.
The issues that matter to you, your family, and your bank account.
It's all right here. And when you're away from home, depend on the Super Talk app and supertalk.fm to stay in the know. We're proud to serve our fellow Mississippians. Super Talk Mississippi.
We've sent that Rip Van Winkle guy to the dentist.
Hey, what? Hey, what?
And what's worse than a trip to the dentist? Your wife's paint project that you've put off. Let Seabrook Paint in Jackson and Ridgeland find that Benjamin Moore paint and a contractor that will get you back doing the important things in life, like grilling and watching sports. Seabrook, Benjamin Moore paint, and a happy wife, happy life. Seabrook Paint in Jackson on Monument and in Ridgeland on West Jackson.
First down.
Experience the benefits of 3M window tinting firsthand with MGT films. Both residential and business customers enjoy daytime privacy, reduced heat, glare, and harmful UV rays, all leading to increased comfort and energy efficiency. Protect your furniture and interior decor from fading with the high-quality 3M window films installed by local experts, MGT Films, ensuring superior performance and durability. Transform your space with the area's only 3M dealer, MGT Films. Call 601-707-5596 today to schedule your consultation.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.